Now, if you were listening to last week's Mooney Goes Wild, you'll have heard Terry Flanagan's report from Áras an Uachtaráin, where President Michael D. Higgins is currently welcoming a team of ecologists from Trinity College Dublin. They're conducting a detailed year-long biodiversity audit of the 130-acre grounds with a view to protecting this natural environment both now and into the future. Over the next 12 months, the ecology team will quantify both habitat and species diversity on the site, which features formal and certified organic kitchen gardens, grasslands, wooded areas, and a lake. On board for this project are plant, fungi, insect, bird, mammal, reptile, and amphibian experts. This week, Professor Paul Dowding, mycologist and lecturer in botany at Trinity College Dublin, has been speaking with Terry Flanagan at the Áras.
Fantastic ring. My God, I've never seen a ring as big as that before.
No, it's big fungi too.
What species is this?
It doesn't have an English name. It's a funnel cap, that's the general name for this genus. It's Clytosibi geotropa.
Right, that's a mouthful.
Yes, absolutely. Not as bad as some of them.
What does it mean?
Clytosibi is a funnel cap.
Right.
Literally. Geotropa, growing on the ground.
Okay, can I pick one?
Yeah, you can.
They're very large. They're like the size of, almost the size of a dinner plate. And they're very, very rubbery.
They're rubbery now. They were firmer when they were young. And I've never eaten them before finding them in the Áras, and I've had four good meals out of them from the two previous collections.
You weren't worried about eating them, no?
Well, I'd identified it positively.
Yeah, now I know you are a professor
yes.
of mycology, so I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
But most people are very, very wary of
eating. Well, they should be.
Yeah.
Because even today I've picked up two species that are sort of mauve and look rather similar, but one belongs to a poisonous genus, and the other is perfectly edible.
Right. Now, I've never seen this growing in such large numbers as I see here in the Áras. Is there any reason for that?
I haven't either. I think it's because this ground is undisturbed in the sense it's not fertilised. It's mowed, but there's lots of leaves falling on it. It's not grazed. There aren't deer here. So long-lived things like this can develop.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to say where we are, we're on the actual driveway, the main driveway from the entrance right up to the house. We're only about 100 metres or so from the entrance. So not much traffic here, either human or animal.
No. And I've found these all over the Áras.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the far end of the Áras and there's some growing there as well.
Right. Your role here is to come in and to study the fungi that are here, the different species. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
And what have you found so far?
I've found, apart from today's catch, 79 species of fungi.
That, to me, seems quite a lot.
It's quite a lot, but we have to wait until the plant people do their work, because the mycologists, the professionals, reckon you should find 6 species of fungi for every 1 species of plant.
Right, give us a little look in the bag. Let's see what you have here.
Here we go. It looks like a mess of mushrooms, which it is, but it's very important if you're collecting mushrooms to collect in something rigid, because if you put them in a poly bag, they all squidge together.
Yeah. There's a beautiful purple one there.
Yeah, the purple, well, two purple ones. Yeah, I'll take it out. There are two purple ones. There's a fat, lumpy one, which is very, very vigorous, with a brownish cap, very fat stem. And there's a much more delicate one.
That's very pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a very pretty colour.
Absolutely. Wonderful colour underneath. And they both got gills. They both got purple gills. This, in my left hand, belongs to a poisonous genus. I wouldn't eat any of them. And this is a bluet, B-L-E-W-I-T, which is perfectly edible. So this just illustrates, you have to be very careful about what you eat. There are a number of characters between these two, now I've got them in my hand, that are very different. So when you've got the poisonous one and the edible one in your hands, it's easier to see the difference. But if you've only got one of them, You can't compare.
Yeah. No. What else have you got there in the bag? How many species do you think you have in there?
Probably about 30, but I've had some of them before. This is a black jelly fungus that grows on...
Now, that's nothing like a mushroom.
Nah, not at all. No, it's no gills. It's got a very gelatinous texture.
It's like a lump of jelly just stuck on a twig of a tree with lots of lichens on it.
Yep, that's it.
Now, you say you've found 79 species so far. Have you found the death cap, for instance?
No, we were too late for those fungi that are absolutely associated with trees.
Right.
That grow on their roots. I think they're much earlier. A student of mine did a study on Hoth summit, and he found that those came out a month before the fungi that just live on organic matter.
But this project that's been undertaken here in the Oris, that's going to last for a year.
It is,
so
yes.
That by maybe next, what, August or so, you will still be researching here. You'll
yes.
still be looking for different species. You'll probably come across it then.
If it's here, I'll probably come across it.
And finally, you'll be back again throughout the year.
Yes.
Right up to next August or September. Mm. What do you think you'll find then, or what do you hope to find?
Well, what I hope to find in the spring is a number of, quite a restricted number of fungi that come up in the spring, and only in the spring, not the autumn. So I'll be looking for them. And then in the summer, I'm going onto the pastures, the cattle grazed pasture and the horse grazed pasture, because there'll be summer mushrooms coming on up on those, not so much in the woodland, though I expect to find fungi in the woodland throughout the year. And then early in the autumn, September and August, September, October, we start to get the mycorrhizal, the symbiotic fungi coming up around the trees that have those type of symbiont, because not all trees have mushroom associates.
So if we're looking for the fly agaric, it's come back next August or September.
Yep, and go to birch and possibly one or two of the conifers like pine and spruce.
And you can see some pictures and learn more about this ongoing study on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. That's all we have time for today. Our thanks to our sound engineer, Sheila Neveal, our broadcast coordinator, Jarlath Holland, our researcher, John Riley, and series producer, Anna Leddy. Until next week, goodbye.
And Mooney Goes Wild was presented by Derek Mooney.